You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
A year from now, she may be the next governor of the state. Right now, she is the Speaker of the House. She has joined us a number of times before. The Speaker of the House, Lisa Damith, is kind enough to join us. Lisa, thank you very much for your time. Let's jump in because we have a number of topics to discuss. Let me start with this one.
Good afternoon, Chad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fighting a little illness like seemingly everybody else, but we will get through it. Do you believe, because of the fraud and the unbelievable amount of fraud in this state, do you believe the governor of the state, Tim Walz, should step down?
You know, Chad, when you talk about the level of fraud that House Republicans have been talking about over the last number of years, and specifically as noted in the video by independent journalist Nick Shirley that went viral over the last few days, everyone is talking about fraud. How Governor Walz continues to think he is leading the state while the fraud has exploded under his leadership and time as governor is shocking.
You know, other members of the House and Senate, Republicans, have come out the last couple days and have said the governor should step down. I want to get you on the record. You're the Speaker of the House. Should the governor step down?
Yeah, it's going to be up to the governor whether or not he hears from Minnesotans. And as leader of this state and what he has allowed, he either needs to step down or announce that he is not running for re-election because he has not led our state to be in a better place than it was when he first took office.
I want you to be as specific as possible when we talk about this, these enormous and indefensible sums of fraud. Where specifically is the governor culpable for what has happened? I get it, and I've criticized him on the buck stops here and what has taken place, but where do you believe the governor himself knew about this and didn't do anything about it?
I think, Chad, that's an interesting way that the question is being posed because I've thought about this over the last number of weeks and months. It's been brought up in other interviews. The question is, did Governor Walz know this was going on and not act to end it? Or did Governor Walz not know this was going on here in the state of Minnesota? And only he would be the one to answer that. Either way, as the U.S. Attorney's Office has pointed out, we could have upwards toward $9 billion of fraud. Chad, that is the theft of our tax dollars, your tax dollars, all of our tax dollars. That is theft on both state and federal levels, depending on where those tax dollars came from. And it also means that the people that needed it the most, the families that were counting on money, were not getting them, and that the tax dollars from hardworking Minnesotans that they trustingly send their tax dollars in, that they have been stolen. And that is poor leadership.
So I understand what you're saying. But I think to most people, it would be more damning if the governor, with his responsibility, knew what was taking place and either looked the other way or didn't do anything about it versus he should have known about it, should have set up a system in place. Don't you think there's both he has to be accountable for? But don't you think there's a pretty discernible difference that if he knew about it and didn't do anything versus he was oblivious to what was going on?
Either way is a failure of a governor because he should be so focused on Minnesota that he knows what is taking place. Or if he hasn't done anything, again, Chad, He has not fired a single commissioner in his time as governor, and we have had record fraud, Feeding Our Future, autism services, housing stabilization, child care, adult daycare, non-emergency transportation. No one has been fired or publicly disciplined by Governor Walz under this failure.
This is the Speaker of the House and gubernatorial candidate Lisa Damoth with us here on CCO. I want you to expand on what documents you want released and also which payments that you want stopped right away.
Sure. We know that there have been documents that related to fraud that have been requested by the Star Tribune. They have reported that many of their data requests related to potential fraud haven't been released. Our fraud committee, led by Chair Kristen Robbins, they have asked for additional documentation. Other legislators have asked for that documentation, and it has not been released. Where you're talking about the different programs that should be stopped, the U.S. Attorney's Office said that there may be 13 other high-risk programs that have Medicaid dollars attached to them. Those are the ones that I think the governor should take a hard look at, stopping those payments. It's interesting with the response from the Commissioner for Department of Youth, Children and Youth and Families, said yesterday that one of the daycare centers, the Quality Learning Center, but learning was spelled wrong, that place, as noted in the viral video by Nick Shirley, she said that had been closed down. But yet Lou Ragus from Care 11 yesterday had video chat of people dropping their kids off at there. You know, you have to ask, if DHS is in charge of licensing and inspecting and making sure that child care centers are safe, how did they think that it was shut down, but yet they were still paying? And then how did they not know it had reopened and kids are being dropped off?
I will add, we started the show with two segments with Lou. So we talked about that and other points. So what I've encouraged people to podcast our show and listen to the two of us having a conversation about what Lou is reporting and reacting to Nick Shirley and what he did. I'm going to read you a text, and it's going to lead to my next question. Tell the Speaker the entire House and Senate should be held accountable. They knew about it. That picks up on what one of your opponents, Chris Maddle, has said on this show, on other shows, where he has included Democrats and Republicans and saying this isn't just the governor. He has been very critical of the governor. He's not shying away from that. But he's also saying that there were people on both sides of the aisle who should have known about this, who should have done more about it. So when you hear one of your opponents and you hear a texter saying, wait a second, it's not just the governor, you're the Speaker of the House, should you and the Republicans have done more to stop this?
I think that is a very interesting take on it. And I want to give you an example of why I don't see that the same way. My first year in the legislature, I came in 2019, and there had been questions and potential fraud that had been talked about before my time in the legislature as with the Child Care Assistance Program, CCAP. There had been news reports on it. There had been questions and no traction. You know, we couldn't really get anything changed. So when I came in and started to learn about the situation, I carried a bill that was as simple as just internal controls. So my bill talked about if you have a child care program or center, you need to have daily attendance. And then when requested by DHS here in Minnesota, when requested, you would provide those attendance records upon request, because what I've been hearing is DHS would ask for attendance records and either they weren't kept or they were very delayed, which would then leave an opportunity to maybe doctor them a little bit, you know, or switch things around. And so I had a very simple bill that said if you have child care center, daily attendance, and then provide that, the attendance records upon request. Democrats didn't want to hear about it. So I would say also I've been in the minority the entire time. And as you well know, Chad, things are very partisan in the legislature. This last year, with the tie in the House, more was done working together. Not everything Democrats wanted, not everything Republicans wanted. But as a tie in the House, more was done in a bipartisan fashion. We could not, though, over the last 6 years, get any attention or bills passed in order to combat fraud. And so you can blame the entire legislature, but you have to look at who was in power, who held the majority, and especially in 2023 and 2024. If Governor Walz had been serious about wanting to get rid of fraud and allowing the Democrats to author all of the bills and pass them, the Democrats had full control in state government. That would have been the opportune time for him to take full credit of ending fraud in the state of Minnesota. Yet nothing was done in 23-24. Then we went ahead this year and we were going to pass the Office of Inspector General, an external office that would have helped with fraud, getting rid of it. It was passed widely bipartisan in the Senate. House Republicans supported it and House Democrats blocked it and would not allow it to go forward. So it's not that the legislature hasn't tried to do things. The controlling party, the majority party, has not allowed it to go forward.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, so let's talk about the upcoming session. Remind folks, this is Lisa Damoth. She wants to be the next governor of the state. She's right now the Speaker of the House. You're going to have to work with Tim Walz to get things done. Have you talked with the governor the last few months? And how is this going to work when there's so much acrimony on the fraud story? And also, you're running right now to replace him, to have him fired. How is that going to work out?
Well, I think it's going to work out because I am willing and have proven that I can work for the people of Minnesota. I worked in a tie this last year, and we got things done, which was the right thing to do. What I will say is, yes, I'm the speaker. Yes, I'm running for governor. Governor Walz is the governor, and he's running for governor. And there are other people, the entire Minnesota Senate, the entire Minnesota House, all of the constitutional offices are up for election in 2026. And so almost everyone, unless they have announced their retirement, they are running for office again. We still work for our constituents. We still work for the people of Minnesota. And the other thing that I'd like to mention, Chad, is fraud and ending it is not partisan. It is not Democrat. It is not Republican. Now, our Democrat governor has allowed it to go on unchecked.
Well, can I jump in on that? Let me just jump in on that. Because I think some people are going to hear that when I ask you about the Republican responsibility or what Chris Maddow and the techs are saying, you basically put that all on the governor. Shouldn't, if it's not just red or blue, shouldn't Republicans in the House take some level of responsibility, and in the Senate also?
You can look at the bills that were introduced by Republicans specifically that were shut down or not given hearings or were not able to be passed because of Democrat opposition. Case in point, the OIG bill passed in the Senate, couldn't get it through because House Democrats blocked it. And so I don't think it is Democrat or Republican unless you have, in this case, Democrats that have blocked the efforts to end fraud. So when we go back into session in February, fraud and ending it and putting safeguards and internal controls and cutting off payments, that'll be top of mind for everyone. Democrats or Republicans should want to end fraud here in the state of Minnesota. I don't see where we will get tripped up on party politics if we all are committed to doing the right thing for Minnesota. But it's going to take everyone that wants to do that.
Let me finish with this. You know the statewide elections and the drought Republicans have faced. The last statewide win is former Governor Pawlenty in 2006. I think to most of us, Tim Walz looks like a beleaguered candidate. There are no signs he's going to slow down and step away. So I want you to speak to centrists right now. If you're the nominee, you're going to win the Republicans. If Tim Walz is the nominee, he's going to win the Democrats. But to the 5 to 10 to 15% of centrists who may have voted for Tim Walz, who are skeptical now, what would Lisa Damuth say to those folks who vote in the middle? Sometimes vote for Republicans, sometimes vote for Democrats. Why should you be their candidate?
The voters in Minnesota in the 2024 election showed that they wanted something different when the House of Representatives was the only thing on the ballot. As Speaker of the House, I was minority leader then, but getting ready for that election, I worked across the state finding great candidates that would serve their districts, and we delivered a tie. We held all 64 seats and picked up three additional seats. So my message to those in the middle that are maybe frustrated with what they've seen in the leadership over with Governor Walz over this last number of years, I would say I've proven that I can work across party lines, get things done for Minnesota, that I am able to listen to people and come up with the best way to serve our state. And that is one of the strengths that I bring. And it is proven in my work in the legislature. It was proven that I could work with people when I was on our school board. My whole entry into any type of elected official position has been to serve my community or my district. And now looking at serving the state to get us on the right track, making this a business economy where businesses can stay, ensuring that our kids receive a quality, excellent education that will carry them into the future, ending fraud in the state of Minnesota, and making sure that our state has less mandates and becomes affordable so people can afford their lives. That is just high level of the work that I have done and will continue to do as governor.
I appreciate the time. You know we'll reach out again, so thank you very much, and have a happy new year.
Hey, happy new year, Chad. Thank you so much.
Lisa Damuth, right?
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.